Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So In-N-Out Burger, as you know, is a California staple.
Yes.
And a lot of people would love to have them in different places around the country, but they have rules about how they store their meat and, you know, and it's got to be fresh. So in order to be able to have any sort of In-N-Out place, you have to have it within a certain distance of their fresh meat packing joint that they, and so that's one of the reasons why you can't just have them because they don't do frozen.
Aren't they supposed to be doing something in Oregon? I know they already have one like deep in Oregon, right? Like deep South Oregon, but like, I thought they were going to be opening up one also a little bit closer to us.
That'd be nice.
I could be wrong.
I mean, this COVID has put the, you know, put the brakes on a lot of things, but they are opening places because they just did one in Colorado. They opened its first two locations in Colorado this weekend. The lines for In-N-Out in Colorado, 14 hours long.
Dude, this reminds me of, remember when Krispy Kreme first opened up here?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like less than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And dude, it was like as if, like, they were giving out, like, the Fountain of Youth to people. Like, it was insane how long people were waiting in line just to get a donut.
I was in those,
like, days.
I was in those lines, and the location that I went to is not even open anymore.
Yeah.
Just talk about, you know, how it's like, why was it so popular then that they can't even have a place now?
Well, then people start talking about eating healthy, and I think that's what kind of killed it after a while, you know?
Who listens to those people?
But those lines were insane. Like, people were waiting for days, not, like,
days,
but they were like camped out for days just to get a Krispy Kreme donut, which I thought was just insane.
Worth it though?
No, nothing's worth waiting days for.
I tell you that Krispy. I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm like,
tell.
Would you sit and camp outside?
Oh, I won't do that for anything.
Right? That's what I mean.
I can see. That's just me. I can see why somebody would do it, but I would, you know, I won't do that for anything. I didn't do that for Star Wars. I didn't do any of those camp out things. I'm just not that guy.
We got inadvertently stuck in a super long line for Sonic when Sonic opened up in Puyallup. It was just bonkers. Like, how many people were waiting in line, and that was also a ridiculous amount of time. We waited over an hour, but I thought that the line wasn't long because I was like, oh, the line doesn't look long. It was like a few days after it opened. I'm like, they must have figured it out. I didn't realize that they had the parking lot next to it they were using as like the holder. And then they just kind of shushed us, or they said, go over there. They led the line, and then we were just in there forever. And then at that point, you're stuck. You can't get out.
Oh, that's bad.
Just for a burger with like mustard on it.
Did you do the normal thing when you were in that line? Did you just get out of your car and start fighting people?
Oh, yeah, I tried. Yeah. No one wanted to, though.
See, here's what I would say. This is a pro tip for anybody during COVID. If you're doing anything that requires people to stand in line or wait in line or be in line for 14 hours, be prepared for people to lose their S and start fights. Because it's COVID time. And people are already out of their minds because that's exactly what happened. A fight broke out at the Colorado In-N-Out, and one guy lost his pants during this whole thing.
Oh, here he goes. It's going.
Oh! Yep.
He touched his kid. That's what happened. Look, he's lost his pants. We're in and out.
Okay. If I'm going to get stuck waiting in line for 14 hours, if a fight breaks out, that definitely helps break up the monotony.
Again, the whole world's changed because we all have these devices that will just basically record every event, send it to us people over here, and you get entertained. You'll get entertained by, you know,
I know in hockey, you pull the jersey over someone's head. I guess when you fight on an In-N-Out, you pull the pants down.
Yeah, that's how you do it, because it's In-N-Out. You want to see if it can...
Was he a guy that wears his pants low as it is? You know, like some people, they wear their pants like around their butt.
Well, if you're trying to look tough at the In-N-Out, sure.
Okay.
You know, I mean, is that a look? They say, hey, don't mess with me. My pants are this low. So I always thought it was a statement.
So it says there's one in Kaiser, Oregon. It's not that deep. Where's Kaiser?
Where is Kaiser? I never even heard of Kaiser, Oregon. Let's go.
Right. Not too far from Salem.
All right. Well, Salem is
further south from Portland.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty deep from Portland. And looking at some reports as late as October, they were looking and scouting out maybe like two more locations in the suburbs of Portland.
All right.
But nothing yet.
So when are they going to make their way to Seattle?
I feel like we're the last ones, my friend.
I feel like we'll be here before someone else in like the South.
They went to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as West Coast goes, I'm saying, I think we're done. We're the last ones. You're right. But Colorado, they're going further east. Are they just going to skip us? Oregon's fine, and then they're going to go east?
They do have some in Dallas, too.
Oh, for criminy.
That was the big news. Because
in Vegas, right?
We thought we were getting one in New Mexico for a while, because they were like, oh, it's going to be close in Texas, and then it was too far in Dallas. And it was like, I know people who drove from Albuquerque up to Colorado for this opening.
Yeah, but you see us?
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
That big of a deal?
Wow.
Dude, it's a big deal.
It's just a burger.
I mean, I
know a lot of people love the In-N-Out. I only had it once and I was wasted, so I can't really give you a good review other than it was delicious. I remember because I was wasted. I don't know if it's the greatest burger
ever.
It's
the lore. Lore is that, you know.
That's true.
And it's so bizarre to me because, it's a fast food restaurant. But if you want a great burger, I mean, if that's what you're telling me is I want a really tasty, great burger, we have so many places around us that will give you an amazing burger. And there's two levels of burgers. You get your fast food burger, or you go up the chain a little bit.
Fancy Pants burgers.
Yeah, and even Fancy Pants, you got Red Robin level of burger delivery to people. Mm-hmm. And Red Mill is really good.
Bacon pile.
I mean, my brain doesn't understand. There's no burger that's going to be better in a fast food situation than anything I can get around here, especially like if I transcend Woody's? The fast food.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The thing with In-N-Out Burger, for me, it was like all of my skater friends, it was like a big lore in terms of like, you go to Southern California and get an In-N-Out Burger, and it's only $2 for a cheeseburger.
See, I get that.
And everyone, because it was like, that's the best burger. And so in my mind, I had it built up. And so when I finally went to Southern California, it was like, I went down to Huntington Beach, I was eating an In-N-Out Burger with my skateboard on the pier.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, this is my pop punk dream.
So it's not just a burger. It's an experience.
The context of it makes it a great burger.
Like, right.
The price, the lore behind it.
And a lot of places don't have like cheap burgers. Like Dick's is something that was different for coming up here. I didn't know that there was like such a, like an In-N-Out equivalent up here.
And the same thing for me was White Castle, because Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
And then at the radio convention, we had our own journey like to get a briefcase of burgers.
That was a great night.
And it was a great night, but it was about that experience of doing it to get these itty-bitty burgers in a whole giant briefcase.
Yeah, and they're not, I mean, the burgers.
They're fine, but it was more about...
Fine is probably too good of a word.
To be honest, like, there's really not much of a difference between White Castle burgers and then the microwavable ones you get at the store.
Yeah.
Really. They're really not. It's definitely the journey.
You could argue there's not much of a difference between White Castle burgers and a hockey puck.
Oh, that's crazy. Hater's going to hate over here.
I agree. It's an insult to hockey pucks, but I feel like, it's
damn.
A fair...
Damn!
I feel like it's a fair assessment.
Wow.
Speaking of burgers, you see Dick's has got the new Dick's truck?
Dick's
driving. So they just posted on their Twitter. It says it's finally complete. It's going to be headed north on I-5 from Portland to Seattle. If you spot the truck, take a photo, tag Dick's Drive-In, and you'll get your chance to win $40 in gift certificates.
So here's the thing. This is a food truck, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Boy, that's
you can use it at any store or on the new food truck.
What a great idea. Because then they can go to places where, they don't have Dick's, like the East Side.
I'm going
to
creatively Photoshop myself in that picture and be like, I found the picture of the truck. There I am with it.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't notice that at all.
All right, won't look at it. I'll change the filter, man, with Instagram. That way I'll look more sunny.
Yeah, if you change the filter, then they'll think, oh, that's a completely real picture.
That's awesome. That looks great. I would love to be on that truck.
I would just love to be fed by that truck, but yeah, being on it would be cool, I guess. Yeah, that's awesome news.
Oh, it's exciting. Somebody says, though, I hope we get an In-N-Out soon. That way Washington will have Five Guys, Dick's, In-N-Out.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's pretty funny. Okay. So far, we just have Five Guys and Dick's.
Yeah. Someone said, In-N-Out burgers are overrated trash. I would rather have an AM-PM burger.
Whoa.
I
love
the AM-PM burger. Those are delicious.
Yeah, they are pretty good. I haven't had an AM. Is that Tungus? Tungus
makes a good burger.
Wow. Again,
on the context of it being cheap and quick and easy to eat.
Absolutely. I haven't had a Tungus burger ever. Okay. By the way, should we break the news to Danny about In-N-Out in New Mexico?
Oh, it's trash.
Well, they're never going to go because they know people like Dion's. Therefore, they don't. They know that their burgers are. They go. Those people have bad taste buds.
Someone said I waited forever overnight for Funko in Everett when it opened up.
Yeah, again, look, I can understand why. Funko is an amazing piece of awesomeness. It's just that I don't wait for anything. But, you know, there are people that love it. It's the experience of, like, being on the
sitting
journey.
Sitting there with somebody else and just kind of hanging out. Like, when the new phones come out, you wait in line.
I waited in line for Star Wars Episode 6, and I had my wife there. And I thought, I felt so bad. I felt like the dumbest boyfriend ever in 1983 going, this will be great. And we're in line, and we're in line. And I'm just like, you know what? Even I'm starting to think, what a moron I am.
Yeah.
Because you could only watch it on one screen. They didn't have multi-screen complexes then, you know. So you just went down to the place, and if you were lucky, you know, maybe they would, like, a three-screen cinema. Maybe they would, like, two of the screens would be Star Wars. Maybe, you know, because they, you know, they wouldn't ever put it on more than one screen when I was a kid.
That's the crazy part now. Like, there's so many people that don't understand that. Like, now if you want to go to a movie, well, before COVID, but when you want to go see a movie, you pick the time and the date that you want to go, and you just go.
Yeah.
It used to be, I remember when I was a kid, we went to go see Empire Strikes Back, and we went in the middle of the day. Like, my parents, my mom and my mom's friend, they took me and my buddy Chris, the lawn dart guy again, took us out of school so we could go see Empire Strikes Back.
That's pretty
legit.
In
the middle of the day. That way we'd have to wait in line.
What a great move.
There was no guarantee that you would get to see the movie.
And they let you get out of school for that.
Well, they made up a story.
Still, no, but I mean, their parents were cool enough to do that?
Yeah, they didn't care. My parents, my mom and her and his mom, they were, like, all about doing fun stuff.
Your mom is legit.
I think it was Empire Strikes Back. It was Empire Strikes Back or Rocky IV. I can't remember which movie, but
I feel like Rocky IV probably would have been one that you would have cared about more.
No, but I mean, I can't remember which one they took us out of school so that we could see without having to wait in line.
And they went with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then they probably wanted to see one of those movies themselves, and they're like, let's take the kids.
Yeah, you seem to love, like Rocky IV seems to be a massively, like, pivotal thing in, like, your entire being. So I have a feeling that it had to have been that.
Honestly, though, Rev, we saw Empire Strikes Back more times in the theater than any movie I've ever seen when I was a kid.
It was epic. I mean, that movie was epic, and everybody had to see it. If you were a kid, or if you were a geek like me that was, like, you know, a young adult, you had to see that movie. It was, and arguably still, the best Star Wars movie of all of them, just because of the reveal, because of the, it was the most aggro. I mean, you had the bad guys winning, and you had duplicity.
Those big-ass AT-ATs.
Hell yeah, those were so cool.
Yeah, and also, don't forget, you were waiting, because, you know, nobody thought Star Wars was going to be anything. Everybody involved with it thought it was just a piece of junk movie, except, of course, Lucas. And then, all of a sudden, it got so popular, and then you heard they were making another one after all, like, oh, there's going to be another one. So the excitement around Empire and the fact that it was a really good movie.
And don't get me wrong, Rev. Like, I learned nothing from that film. I learned about the Cold War and getting up and rising and triumphing over the Russians from Rocky.
Okay, so at least you learned some lessons out of it.
If Steve's school career dies, it dies.
I think it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking back, that was a pretty solid move our parents did.
Dude,
for
there's
us.
No way my parents would have done that.
My dad and his dad wouldn't have done that.
See, that it's so funny, the yin and yang. You know, your dad is who he is, but then he goes and marries your mom, who's obviously really cool.
Yeah, she just wants a party.
Well, we know that, Steve.
Okay.
She partied with me, your real father, Marv Albert.
So I said my parents took us out of school to see Lord of the Rings, Two Towers.
Wow. Oh, well, Two Towers. That was the punishment, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what did you do wrong? Yeah.
Good news, we're taking you out to see a movie. Bad news, you're going to watch little people walk around in the forest
see,
for 2 hours.
They're hobbits, Steve.
I argue,
and are
though,
they big or little, Rev?
Fine, Rev, little. Are you with me? I argue that that's still not as bad as Frodo on the boat, where the movie ended, and then for some reason we had to watch Frodo on the boat
for 20
minutes.
After trying to figure out if this is the real ending or not?
Yeah.
Yo, though, at least that movie was good. It ended.
I really like the trees, because a lot of us really were like, the tree people were awesome. But I don't know. It's 50-50 for me, Steve. Like, what's worse, because of Frodo on the boat or, yeah, the long forest scene? Like, yeah.
They should have named that one, though, the never-ending story.
It never did end. Yeah, really. And also, you didn't see the ones with the deleted scenes. Like, Peter Jackson had even more material.
Why would I want to do that to myself?
Yeah, the extended versions that takes three movies and turns it into 12 hours.
Yeah, it's...
This movie went on forever. I need to see more of it.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Yeah.
We got a man that goes to the doctor for depression over his wife's affair. Turns out the affair was with that doctor he just went to see. I'll tell you all about it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a 47-year-old guy from Oregon. He was depressed a few years ago when his marriage fell apart because his wife had an affair. So he was like, all right, I need to go see somebody about this. Went to his family doctor, a guy named Ronald. He wanted to get both counseling and a prescription for his depression.
Okay.
But after the appointment, he found out who his wife had the affair with. And, yep, it was with his doctor, Ronald.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that is...
What are the odds?
Really? So the husband is now suing Ronald for $2.9 million for professional negligence. And,
oh, I hope he gets it.
He's got to get something.
He'll get something. I don't know if he's going to get $2.9 million.
He's got to get something, because that really is, that's a violation, no doubt about it. I mean, you cannot be doing, you're not supposed to have sex with anybody who's your patient anyway.
Professionally a violation, also a marital violation, because he violated the wife.
He violated the wife, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, he apparently got prescribed marijuana and CBD. That's what he went for prescription-wise. He was just like, give me some of that weed.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and then the doctor's like, you know what's awesome on weed? Banging your wife.
That's what's really good.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know, well, something, maybe. I mean, it's a nice consolation prize. If he can get, seven figures for this, I mean, it sucks that your wife is, your relationship is. But here's the thing. I mean, she doesn't want to be with you anyway, or she doesn't want to go take care of her behavioral issues. And she's got her own therapeutic issues, whatever the case may be. So if you're not going to be with her, hey, having, you know, some cash, that ain't bad. That's a nice, you know, consolation prize.
I'm learning a little bit more about this doctor. So in addition to being able to prescribe him some weed.
Yes.
He's also trained to perform acupuncture. He also does osteopathic manipulation.
Okay,
I'm
so
not sure what that is.
He sounds like a New Thought, New Agey guy.
Sounds like Dr. Pokey.
He sounds a lot like Dr. Pokey.
He's also a biodynamic cranial osteopathologist.
Yeah, he sounds like he's a jack of all of those so-called maybe medicinal things.
And my favorite, he is a certified laughter yoga leader.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. What is laughter yoga?
This is a dude that is in touch with his feminine side, you know, gets unhappy spouses to come over and get treatment, and next thing you know, the treatment involves his pee-pee.
Weird. Dude, I'm looking at laughter yoga, it says, laughing away the stress. What, does he tickle you?
Yeah, with his pee-pee.
Well,
whoa.
Yes.
I mean, that's what
this
he did.
This is not really a thing.
It's a type of yoga that's based on the belief that voluntary laughter provides similar physiological and psychological benefits as spontaneous laughter.
All right, I'm starting my own yoga. It's
done in groups.
Oh, do it, Steve. Yeah. I mean, look, when it comes to the New Thought community, New Age community, you can easily emperor's new clothes those folks. That's a fact.
Like, mine's called farting yoga.
Yeah,
it's
do it.
You downward dog until you...
Yeah.
Isn't that just yoga?
That's why I could do it now and get away with it.
But then you are definitely allowed to laugh, because normally when someone farts in yoga, you just pretend it didn't happen.
It's laughter and farting yoga.
Exactly. It's exactly, man. I mean, do it.
How do I become a trainer?
You just are.
I think you just said did right there. Yeah.
Just bend over and fart. All right. Yeah. Thanks for coming to my farting yoga.
There you go.
That'll be $100.
There we go. So
or $90 on Groupon.
Okay. Here's the thing, Steve. Yeah. Though, unless you're willing to have sex with your, you know, your clients, because that's part of the deal. With, you know, these people come to you and they got all sorts of issues.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Well, that's what everybody in that world does.
But mine's a respectable farting yoga studio.
Well,
oh, the respectable.
I don't want to go there then.
The farting yoga studio where we won't sleep with your wife.
Oh, that's a good tagline.
Yeah.
Because
why would she want to?
Well, there's that. Unless she's into it. I've seen those videos. People are into that.
Toot your stress away.
Yeah.
That could also be a good, like, OnlyFans thing, too. Just get, like, a hot girl to just do yoga and fart.
I have a feeling that's already being done.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
If not, why don't we just get, like, videos of women doing yoga, and when they bend over, we just insert fake fart sounds.
There you go.
That's even better.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
That's how we retire, Danny.
Yeah.
This right radio there. Thing's not going to pay our retirement.
You know, the two of you.
Well,
great ideas. And by that, I don't mean. And no implementation equals a great retirement.
Well, what if one day, like, you come on here and you're like, oh, sorry, Danny and Steve are no longer here. They're multimillionaires. And they just didn't feel like waking up in the morning. And people are like, well, why is that? And they're like, well, they figured out a way to insert fake fart sounds on yoga videos.
Yeah. Listen,
and they've made money off of that.
I'm a science fiction fantasy fan. I will believe in flying dragons and flying spaceships. But you want me to believe that preposterous idea?
All right,
I just can't. I'm sorry.
I still can't believe that there's actual laughter yoga. And that's, I mean.
Yeah. You don't live Rev's and I life. Rev and I, we know this world.
Is that like, would you put that up there with like essential oils, or is oils above that?
I think of oils would probably be above that.
Here's the thing. I won't say the name of the store, but I've really started losing credibility in this store, that some people go to this store because they think it's a legitimate store in order to take care of my body.
Spirit Halloween. Not real money.
But that one is.
Yeah. But they're putting out ads, and of course, I always see that little asterisk, and so I go, okay, what is this? And they go, if you buy this product, it'll make this part of your life amazing. And usually I go, well, this store is a legitimate store, so I can trust it. Then I read the asterisk, well, the FDA hasn't approved this product I told you about. I'm like, oh, you guys have become this now? Maybe they always were, but I always thought they were better than, hey, it's the crystals and farting yoga store. Come buy our stuff.
Wow.
But see, Steve, you don't live that. Rev usually isn't quiet and complains about stuff, but he's got to be very careful about this
Tread
subject.
Lightly. Tread lightly, Rev.
Me, I don't care. My wife's in California. What is she going to do? Move further away? She's going to be in Mexico at that point.
And she's in the middle of her laughter yoga session with Dr. Pokey right
Exactly.
now. Where he's tickling her.
Yeah. I mean, it has been 35 years of marriage to the, what are we doing this week, honey? Oh, it's laughter farting yoga. It's perfect. Okay.
So, like, while they're, like, doing, like, they're, like, what, like, the resting frog? I don't know what the name. So these
That's what you're doing laughing yoga. Like, it's resting frog.
Do you get up behind him and go tickle, tickle? And like that? Or what are you doing? Are you playing like Mitch Hedberg comedy records to make them laugh? Like, what are we doing to make people laugh during yoga?
Well, this is your baby.
No, I'm a farting guy. Like,
farting yoga.
I'm not about laughing.
I don't, you know, I would imagine you're probably telling jokes. You know?
What?
I mean, that's why Kyle Cease, we got to get Kyle Cease involved in this because Kyle Cease is into, you know, personal growth and he knows how to tell jokes.
Well, like, had you bent over. A funny thing happened to me while I was at the supermarket. Like, I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know if I'd use that voice. That voice makes me want to just leave the yoga studio because I feel like you're about to basically do what Ronald did.
And someone says the fart yoga could also be a form of aromatherapy.
What kind of therapy is that?
Yeah, right?
That'll clear out the room, I guess, and make it, COVID-safe? I don't know.
I just need one social media influencer to say it worked. Once one person says it works, it's a placebo effect, man.
Well, then you got to get Danny. Danny is almost a social influencer. Your daughter, Lily. Lily's a social influencer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is she verified on anything?
No.
But she's the new wave, you know? She's
DJ, it's going to have to be you, man.
You're verified on Instagram. I'm not going to verify anything you're involved
with. Just let me fart in front of you and you say that it worked once.
Talk to Sarah. She runs everything of his. So.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. You're still not going to work at this. You understand that you're going to do this for what? Maybe a couple of videos and then you're done?
If it makes me money, I'll do it forever.
Yeah.
And I could get a studio and then forget about it.
Hey, forget about it. I'll be farting in my own studio. Forget about it.
We could have it like be also like a slash breakfast spot so you eat a bunch of eggs.
Who wants to have you fart and have breakfast in the same place?
Don't forget beans.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
And like doing it with like eggs?
Eggs and beans for breakfast. That's what I have.
It's a Mexican breakfast place.
Vicky, why would you tell me that? Now I don't want to go near you. You're basically an explosion about to happen.
Yeah, I think that's why she said it.
Have you ever smelt me? No.
Well, it's not like I've gone out of my way.
Whoa.
I have been working with you guys for 11 years and I've never farted loudly in front of you guys or where you smelt it.
Well,
so you're good.
How are you able to have beans and is your body immune?
I guess. Or I just hold it in.
Well, that's not good.
Well,
I go to the bathroom and take care of it.
Are you telling me that basically you don't look like you do? You're just floating with bean gas?
Yes.
And actually,
doesn't walk anywhere.
Have you seen the soles of her shoes? They're like brand new. She's been wearing them for years.
Okay.
I'm starting Send Your Fartos, aromatherapy, fart yoga, and Mexican breakfast shop.
You know, only Danny and Vicky think this is a good idea.
Oh, no, I think it's great,
well,
too.
Because Rev likes to fart, so he finally has a place where he can go.
You think I could get on Kickstarter, not on Kickstarter, on Shark Tank with this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely could. I mean, Mr. Wonderful's going to love it.
Not Shark Tank, the different one.
Yes. Yes. Pop-Tart Tank.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Welcome to Senor Fartos.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, use that voice, because that'll just make it all better. Yeah, and get Dr. Ron, because Ron will make sure that the customers are having a good experience.
No, man, we're going to be on the up and up.
You're on the up and up.
Yeah, we're not banging people's wives.
Just farting their faces. I'm sure that's the difference.
Not necessarily in their faces, but, you know.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if that's the personal one-on-one experience that you charge extra money for?
This isn't like some kink thing, man.
What kink thing? If I walk into a farting room and it's supposed to be good for me, why wouldn't the direct smash in my face be better?
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't talked to scientists about this yet.
Oh, you haven't yet?
Yeah.
That's a shock. I'm surprised you haven't worked this out yet.
What about your brain friend? Can he help me out with this?
Oh, Dr. John Medina wants to be part of this, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll pass him my email.
I'll
pass your email right to the trash.
You know, another way to get BJ involved is just to get his wife involved in it because she would probably like it.
She'll probably invest in it.
All of a sudden BJ has to be involved.
My wife will invest in anything. Believe me, that's an easy investment. You want her social security number and her PIN? She'll give that to you, too.
And, dude, I can only imagine, like, the T-shirts alone will make us money. Like, well, the Senor Fardo's T-shirt logo? Like a bent-over woman with a little, like, puff of smoke?
Yeah, I want to buy one right now.
Are they going to be brown T-shirts?
You know what? Sure.
I mean, feels like that should be the color.
Yeah.
Some form of tan. I mean, they should all be brown shaded, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All of a sudden, that's the bad idea. Okay, that's the part of the brainstorming session we're backing out on.
We'll hit up with Lofa, Tutupu. You know, he's got his stuff.
Oh, Lofa.
He's got his product over at Bartels, so he's got an in, so we could sell Senor Fardo shirts at Bartels.
Yeah, because why would Lofa want this? Is it Zone-In, I think is his product it's called? Why would he want to, you know, have the shelf space all to himself when he can have Senor Fardos involved?
Well, you know, it's going to be the start of an amazing partnership.
All right, let's get on with Lofa.
Talk to him once. I'm sure he's in.
Let's get Big Walt. He's the best to ever do it.
Yes.
Sure, he wants in.
He could be a celebrity yoga instructor.
Oh, perfect.
Best to ever toot it.
Yeah.
Rev's right there. He's part of our marketing team.
Best to
team.
Ever toot it. I'm sure that's exactly the new alteration that Big Walt wants on his merchandise.
Yeah, why not? Someone said, Steve, hurry up. This is $1 million idea.
Yeah. Yeah, sure it is.
I mean, someone said, didn't some chick make $1 million dressed like a dog or something like that? Steve's idea is very valid.
Here's the problem. Women can do weird things that guys will pay for because guys are just horny for any woman doing anything.
So I'll hit up that, what's that girl on Instagram that farts?
Farty McGee.
I don't remember, but there's
I
like,
don't want to look that I know who you're talking about. She's the one that farted out the gender of her kid with blue smoke or, you know, pink smoke. I know
she'll
who you're
be
about.
Our spokesperson.
I'm sorry, Steve. I don't think your backside looks as good as hers.
Well, she's got 521,000 followers.
Again,
the queen
look
of
at
fart.
Her.
She's Fartini.
Yes, look at Fartini and look at you. Now, if Fartini were part of a fart and yoga studio, I got news for you. It would be a hit because, again, it's her.
Founder spokesperson.
Like yeah. She has to run it. You can't even be involved, Steve. Like, we can't even see you. Is she? What is she doing?
She's just doing it right into a microphone while she's doing karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, look at and she's a
and then she puts the microphone to her face.
Well,
that is a classic blunder.
How is that a classic blunder when you're
pink
paying
eye. Pink eye?
Yeah, pink eye.
Oh, really?
Look at all of us. We're all pink eye experts.
I didn't know you could do that. I guess I've never done that. You all pretty much know about it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, then
I don't know if it's
what about
true
all
not.
The pink eye we're going to get in your fart studio.
Then we'll sell goggles.
I have a face shield. Hopefully that'll help.
You can bring your own or you can purchase these lovely goggles for $10.
Sir, you survived COVID, but apparently you're going to die from pink eye because you went to Fartino's.
Okay, great. Senor Fartos.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, come on.
I'm opening up an Italian version where we're going to serve meatballs and the Fartinos.
Huh? Fartinos.
Okay. You got Il Fornato?
What is she doing to that cucumber in that Instagram?
What do you think she's doing to that
cucumber?
Oh, wow.
She does more than fart.
It's a cucumber washing tutorial.
Oh, I thought she was a magician. I thought she was making it disappear.
Well, she's, you know, cleaning it.
Oh,
like,
she's washing it before she does her magic trick.
That is a vigorous washing.
Or washing it multiple
times. Whoa! Took about the end of that. You know what? We were ahead of our time when we had the candy cane disappear, Steve.
Yeah.
We were way ahead of our time.
She also eats corn on the cob in a very unique way.
Look at her.
I'll have to try that next time I barbecue.
Vicky, how are you not a millionaire yet? You got to do this.
I know.
Get on the trip.
Honestly, if Vicky had a little less respect for herself, she would be.
It's not so much what? That. It's
hey,
that.
Show some respect to our spokesperson for Senor Fardos.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
It's more or less, I don't want to get in trouble for my parents.
Well, see, that's you don't the only think mom reason. And dad would appreciate you doing that on Instagram.
No, I'm a 31-year-old Mexican woman. I'm still worried about mom and dad.
You tell your parents this. The money you'll be making, you'll buy new parents if they don't follow along.
Wow.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah, that's how you end that argument.
That's how you negotiate.
On Friday, Steve, he got this one right.
Through what animal's hole did Alice enter Wonderland?
That's a personal question.
Yeah, well,
I don't think we need to go down that rabbit hole.
Yes.
She went to Senor Fartos, right? That's how she got to.
Senor Fartos, Senor Fartos.
So this is the highlight of my career, huh?
Yes.
This is it right here.
Stretch and fart away your pains.
That's lovely. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at the new Senor Fartos at 847.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.